England is set to have a new national park as part of the government's efforts to protect and provide greater access to the countryside. Natural England will consider potential sites, including the Chilterns, the Cotswolds, and Dorset. While some environmentalists cautiously welcomed the news, they expressed concerns about the decrease in government funding for national parks, which has led to service and staff cuts. The government has also announced £15 million in funding for existing national parks and protected landscapes. This funding is a response to a 2019 review that criticized the management and funding of protected landscapes. Julian Glover, the author of the Landscapes Review, which called for the creation of three new national parks, expressed excitement about the progress and additional funding. He emphasized the importance of national parks in uplifting our spirits and supporting both people and nature. However, Dr. Rose O'Neill, the chief executive of the Campaign for National Parks, highlighted the financial challenges faced by existing parks, which have experienced a 40% funding cut since 2010. While the new investment will provide some relief, she expressed concern about future crises. Kevin Bishop, the chief executive of Dartmoor National Park, welcomed the news of a new national park but raised reservations. He stressed the need for additional funding for the day-to-day running costs of existing national parks, including staff salaries. While the new funding of £15 million for larger projects is appreciated, he emphasized the importance of revenue funding to support practical projects for nature and people. The establishment of a new national park in England was a commitment in the Conservative Manifesto, and next year marks the 75th anniversary of the Act of Parliament that allowed for their creation. Wales and Scotland are also considering the creation of new national parks. The announcement by the Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, Steve Barclay, marks the beginning of a process that could take up to 5 years. The government has pledged an additional £5 million this year and £10 million next year to support national parks and halt the decline of nature. In addition to the funding for national parks, the government has allocated £2.5 million to provide disadvantaged young people with access to the countryside and £750,000 for research on protecting England's temperate rainforests. 34 new landscape recovery projects will also be created under the Elms Farm Payment Scheme, benefiting nature and sustainable food production. Labour's Shadow Environment Secretary, Steve Reid, criticised the Conservatives for the decline of nature in the UK, stating that it has become one of the most nature-depleted countries in the world.